Today, the title is Write It Down. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And before we continue, I want somebody to read the monthly theme scripture, please. Anybody at all? So that you use the microphone.
Anybody at all?
When you read it, we say it after you, and then we continue. Is anyone ready?
Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of thy tent.
Enlarge the place of thy tent.
And let them stretch forth.
And let them stretch forth.
The curtains of thine habitations.
Spare not.
Lengthen thy cords.
Lengthen thy cords.
And strengthen thy sticks.
And strengthen thy sticks.
Verse 3. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left.
For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left.
And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
And make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So it's our prayer that this will manifest in our lives and in the ministry this month in the name of Jesus. When they got to the Red Sea, everybody thought that was the end. And so there are times in our lives that we don't see what is ahead of us. So even when God gives a scripture, we argue with it based on our current happenings. Hallelujah. But I encourage you that mix it with faith. Amen. The scripture that we have for the month, attach faith to it. Attach what? Faith to it. Hallelujah. And then we'll see the manifestation of God's glory. Expansion on every side, to the left and to the right. Amen. That you stretch forth, you expand in the name of Jesus. So that's the theme scripture for the month. But to be able to see some of these things, we need to go into certain characteristics of vision. And one of them we find in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, which says that, write it down. Write it down. It's very, very simple. Even without teaching further, you should get a revelation for write it down. Ghanaians. Someone will say Ghanaians. Ghanaians, write it down. Glow music, write it down. Amen. If you have a vision by the grace of God, write it down. Every institution, and it's in Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. What do we learn? Number one, every institution needs a vision. Every institution needs a vision. Every institution, your life will not be the same in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every institution needs a vision. Number two, every institution needs a clearly stated vision. There are two different statements. The second one is, every institution needs a clearly stated vision. A clearly stated vision. A vision gives direction to all the activities that go on within the institution. The moment you state a vision, it brings direction to everything that is being done. Hallelujah. The vision is the most important of all, because without it, any location can be seen as a destination. The vision is the most important of all, because without it, any location can be seen as a destination. So you see, they say, let us go back to Egypt. They will say, let us go back to Egypt. Just the vision, no, they are not looking at it. So you can say that we've arrived anytime, or the vision may look so far because you have discredited it. So things may look so far when in actual sense it could be right ahead of you. Hallelujah. When there's no clearly stated vision, activities are just on autopilot, and any location, wherever you've reached, you may think that you've arrived. Hallelujah. So you always need to go back to the vision. And we've said that every institution needs a vision. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17 to 18. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17 to 18 says that, the verse 17 is very interesting. It says, correct thy son, let's add, or thy daughter, right? And he shall give, and he or she shall give thee rest. Say it. He or she shall give thee rest, right? Yea, he or she shall give delight unto thy soul. Hallelujah. So one day you have a department, people are complaining, you are too hard, you are too hard. Tell them, when I correct you, you become a delight unto my soul. When I correct you, you give rest. You bring rest. Say correction. Why all this correction? And look at all that is saying in verse 7. When you go to verse 18, then it continues. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. How can anybody keep a law without correction? No. And so, why must you correct a son or a daughter? Otherwise, the vision of the home or family or ministry will never be achieved. The importance of vision. Vision will even demand correction, because vision will determine which laws to keep in the institution. The institution, the vision of the institution will determine which laws to keep. Your home must have a vision. Hey, this is trouble. The home must have a vision. The marriage must have a vision. This is big trouble. We want our children to be able to go to a certain kind of university and have a certain kind of culture, right? And so it means that we cannot be spending any money, every money that comes. Today, flash screen. We have flash screen scattered all over the room. And yet, 10 years' time, we want our child to go to a certain university to learn actuarial science. So the time will come and you'll just be watching it like sinike chok. Just observing. Because the vision was not, there was no vision. Yaware. We love each other. So what? We love each other. I mean, even dogs and goats, they have their kind that they you see sometimes a particular, they will be working together and this thing. Please. So loving each other is nothing so strange or so unique. Hello? Say, my home must have a vision. So I pray for your parents, if you are in your parents' house. Now one day your daddy will call you and then explain to you that this is what I have hoped that you'll be able to do, this future. And so you have come to be part of the line. At least play a role to ensure that comes to pass. Hello? Please, the things I'm saying, I say every institution must have a vision. Every institution. Marriage is an institution, must have a vision. Amen. A school is an institution, must have a vision. A choir is an institution, must have a vision. A business is an institution, must have a vision. It doesn't matter whether your shop, that's why some shops expand. Others, they don't go anywhere. The moment the person is dead, everything comes down. Because there was no vision to go. If you want to move beyond one person to the other, a vision must be stated. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So a music ministry like Glow Music must, of necessity, have a vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any financial institution which wants to last for more than 50 years, because there are old companies, Guinness, that's a brewery business. Apple, you know, they are big, big, big institutions. So if you are in Ghana, any financial institution which wants to last more than 50 years, 100 years and more, beyond the people who helped establish it, they must be more determined to stick to laws which preserve its integrity and not to allow people to loot for themselves and their families and run the system down. I say one more time. Any financial institution which wants to last for more than 50 years, 100 years, and more, must be determined to stick to laws or rules, policies, which preserve its integrity and not to allow people to just loot for themselves and their families and run the system down. May God give us understanding. As a nation, Ghana, do we have a vision? A church needs a vision, a family needs a vision, whether football club, whether a music ministry, a nation needs a vision. Every institution, wherever you found a gathering, there must be a vision. Every individual must have a vision. A picture of the future. A picture of the future. We move to this other point. The vision comes through one, but is for the benefit of many. The vision comes through one, but it's for the benefit of many. An example is Noah. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 to 21, God gave Noah a vision. Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 to 21, God gave Noah a vision of an ark that would save him and his family and the rest of mankind. Hallelujah. It wasn't for him alone. Hello? It wasn't for him alone. It was for him, his family, and the rest of us. We are all here because the vision given to one, he followed it, and today we are all alive on the earth. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, God gave Abraham a vision, or Abram a vision. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, get out of thy father's house. He said, he gave Abraham a vision, of which today we are all a part of. The vision comes through one, but it's for the benefit of all. Quickly, God gave Moses a vision for his children. It brought deliverance. God gave Daniel a vision. One person, but for the benefit of his people. God gave Paul a vision which enabled the gospel to be spread beyond the Jews, even to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. A vision. Without that vision, the gospel would have been restricted to the Jews. Hallelujah. God would give you a vision that would transform your generation in the name of Jesus. The vision is a one-to-many mapping. You know, there's one-to-one mapping. Mm-hmm. That's you and God. But when it comes, now it's one-to-many. One-to-many, one-to-many, one-to-many. And let's face the truth that because of socio-economic pressures in the end time, many people have abandoned their selfless visions and have embraced selfish visions. Because of socioeconomic pressures, it's not easy. So we tend to abandon what God has said, which will benefit many. And now we start thinking about ourselves. We foreshine one eye. So anyone who is selfless is categorized, you know, you are told that you are unserious. You are told that you are not moving with the times. You are told that you are foolish and idiotic. Because you chose to be selfless. But this is all in God's program where we understand. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 to 5. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Are you there? Vision, 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 vision. Vision. Lord, help us. Help us, help us, help us. Help us in the name of Jesus. Please, are we there? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Shall we read? Go. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That means difficult times. Okay, verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Despisers of what? Those that are good. So when you do good, then you are caught. Verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such, says that, turn away. Hallelujah. Socioeconomic pressures, social pressures. So, it's okay to be in the church. The day the pastor blasts you, who? Forget that man. Forget him. Forget him. We can be in the house and even watch online. In Noah's day, they ridiculed his God-given vision. They laughed at him. The vision was not his selfish vision. It was God's given selfless vision for the benefit of many. They were there, and scripture says that as in the days of Noah, our times won't be different from those times. They were ridiculing him and laughing at him. He said that you should build an ark which is again 3 stories high, and it has a lower deck. It has lower deck than 3 stories high. What is this? What kind of architecture is this? What kind of arrangement is this? We haven't seen some before. Even this kind of rain that you are talking about, it has never rained upon the earth before. You are a liar. You just want to find excuses for yourself to satisfy your own agenda. So they ridiculed his God-given vision. But we know today that God proved himself strong. Amen. God will prove himself. One day, everybody will point their fingers and say that you said it, God has done it. Hallelujah. God proved himself. You prove himself in your life. in the mighty name of Jesus. He will prove himself in the life of Glow Music Ministry. Amen. And that he will do it for many to marvel and to benefit. Hallelujah. So abort, write it in your book, abort every selfish vision in Jesus' name. Today marks the end. Any selfish vision, abort it. Abort, bring it to a stop in Jesus' name. Because the vision must be in line with God's will. In line with God's will. A visionary person is one that can look beyond his or her current state into the future and take prudent actions in the now. A visionary person is one that can look beyond his or her current state into the future and take prudent actions in the now. When you want to work with a vision, it can be difficult. It can be difficult, but don't give up. Amen. It is easy to say that, oh, we are just going with the flow. But now when you have to write it down and go by it, it is difficult. But God grant us the grace in Jesus' name. So write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down, write it down, write it down to the point that it is written in your heart. For he said in the last day, he will write his word upon our hearts. Amen. Write it down until it has moved from your hand into your heart. Don't get tired. Amen. Let's look at some dynamics. You see, the head has the eyes to see. We said that vision comes through one. Who is the head? The head has eyes to see, the brain to process thoughts and calculations, how to go about, no problem. The ears to hear what God is saying, so that you know where to go. He says that you hear the voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So ears to hear what God is saying, because at the end of the day, you didn't give the vision, I mean yourself. God gave it. Amen. And then the mouth to instruct, to intercede, and to declare. To instruct, to intercede, and to declare. However, you see that now the head away, there comes the hand, who is also a member of the body, but it's not the head. So until the vision can move from the head to the hand, success can never be guaranteed. So sometimes you hear people say, oh, this is your idea, this is your vision, this is your plan. You see, until the hand makes it personal, for the hand, the other member of the body, to make it personal and write it down, the vision cannot be ready for the feet. The feet cannot run, that he may run. What did he say? That he may run that readeth it. Amen. So until the hand writes it down, the feet is just there. There can be no running. So write it down. What did I say?
Write it down.
One more time.
Write it down.
One more time.
Write it down.
Why is writing so important? Why is writing so important? Wow. Our time. Exodus chapter 17, verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. For a memorial in a book. Exodus 17, 14. And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. No writing, no rehearsing. It says that write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, your assistant. Hello? For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Hallelujah. So you see God coming with judgment against his people's enemies. But he says that write it down and then rehearse it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you write things down, people look at you as if you are a cake. As if you are not smart. As if you can't keep things in your head. Please, a pen and a paper is more valuable than your head. because it will help you reference what you've written. Amen. Even Albert Einstein, the great scientist, he even said it. He was asked a question about a formula, and he said, I don't know. He said, hey, you of all people. He said, but what is the essence of a book, a book and a pen? You write it down, you see. And every time we are inventing the wheel because we don't have a reading culture, because we don't have a writing down culture. And so every time we have to start all over again, it will not continue in the name of Jesus. And lastly, we have just 3 minutes. Lastly, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. Let's read that and then we go into prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. 6 verses. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. Please, are you there? Deuteronomy 17, 14 to 20. Verse 14, ready, let's go. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among thy brethren shall thou set king over thee, that thou mayest not set a stranger over thee which is not thy brother. Why? But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Nor what? Cause the people to return to Egypt. To the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord had said unto you, he shall henceforth return no more that way. 17. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. 18. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in the book, out of that which is before the priest and the Levites. Verse 18, one more time. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in the book, out of that which is before the priest, the Levites. 19. And it shall be with him, it shall what? Be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. 20. That his heart not be lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. So God had a vision for a king over Israel, and he said that he needs to write himself a copy. Nobody should write it for him. He should write for himself a copy and keep it with him. There are a lot of you, God has said so many things. He has showed you dreams, shown you things. You don't even have it in your email, the great things he has said. But you keep saying, I'll be great, I'll be great, I'll be great. Where's the evidence? God has shown, he's not a wicked God. He has shown you certain things. Tell your neighbor, write it down. Write it down, write it down, and say, Lord, give me the heart to take the culture of writing things down. Writing. Some of you, you have records of when Kweku broke your heart. When Akosua insulted you by the road, you have the record, you know the date, You know the address she was wearing. You've written it in your diary. The way she did the whole thing. All the cloud of witnesses that were there. And the comments they made. You have a whole journal for it. But the vision that God has given. Even Glow Music vision. The vision. If I say the vision right now. You haven't rehearsed it. So you can't even say it. Because you have not written it down. Amen. Next week, we are coming for testimony time. There must be change. There must be change. There must be change. Amen. So next week, when you are asked, you have to be able to deliver. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's start with prayer. Just 1.5 minutes, 1.5 minutes, and then we go. So let's start.
We are praying that God will help us to have the culture of always writing down. So we write down the vision that he gives to us, whether it's for a business or it's for ministry, it's for family, whichever vision. So that's what we are praying about. Let's pray.
Father, the grace to write it down, Lord, Abou Shabari and Ribi. Rakabo Shabarabo Sibiri and the Riviriaba Le Kababasi and Darabo Shabadibiri and the Riviribi Rakababa Baba Baba Ribo Shabaraba Riviri and the Ribi Le Kabarabo Shabarabaraba Le Makabo Shabaribi Katarabaraba Libidi Katarabaribo Shabarabari and the Ribidi and the Ribu Rakababa Baba Baba Rabarabarabo Shabarabo Shian Riviribi Limos. Amen. Please, I would like you to take the Habakkuk chapter 2 from there, verse 1. He said, I will wait upon my watch and set me upon the tower. So you are praying that before you can write the vision, that you must first hear it. So the grace for us to hear and write it down. God should give us that grace. Let us pray. Father, the grace of Lord Abu Shandiribi.
Let's pray against any socioeconomic pressures against our vision. Let's pray that no matter the pressure we get from our various organizations and where we find ourselves during the day, let's pray that God will strengthen us and help us to preserve our dignity and the vision he has put on our heart, that we stick to it and then do whatever it takes to make it come to pass. Let's pray.
In the name of Jesus, wherever we find ourselves, Lord, in our workplaces, in our homes, Lord, in society, at global music, wherever, Lord, grant us the grace in the name of Jesus to be faithful, Lord, to be faithful, Lord, to that which you have said, Lord, and not go after another in the name of Jesus. Make that vessel the precious in the name of Jesus. Let's take your next prayer.
Pastor. Amen. So before we go into my prayer topic, I want to share a quick testimony. Before we came here, by virtue of an activity yesterday, I was feeling a very, very terrible back pain. And it hurts way from my back through my legs. And even today, I couldn't go to church
because even walking was difficult. So I just stayed home, applied some ointment, and then I rested. But during the prayer time, I believed that I would receive my healing. After we prayed, it was not really better, but I still believed. And before we started the praise, before I even took the mic to lead the praise, I told God that by the time we are done with the praise, I want to be free. And by the time when we finished with the praise, moving from there to this place, and then when I sat down, I realized that the pain has reduced to about has reduced by about 70%. I still feel it a bit, but like the way it was really hurting, it's not like that. And I want to thank God that He has healed me. Like the last leper who came to thank God and his healing was perfected. I thank God that even as I'm thanking him, my healing is perfected in Jesus' name. And so the Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry." And the focus is on speak. We are praying that the vision of Glow Music will speak against our family individual limitations. And then our individual visions that God has for us would also speak against any limitation in our lives that would stop it from coming to pass. Let it be that force that breaks through every mental limitation, physical limitation, financial limitation, a human limitation, whatever limitation it is. Let the visions that we've written and are about to write down speak and peer through every form of limitation to speak and to show forth the glory of God in the name of Jesus.
Let it speak, oh, let it speak, let it speak in the name of Jesus. Let it speak against every opposing force, against every limitation. Let, Lord, even the visions that you have for our lives and via Glow Music Ministry, let it speak. Let it speak. Let it fight and destroy every opposition and every limitation in the name of Jesus. Let's thank the Lord for answered prayer. Let's thank the Lord for answered prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.